review. But Richard, how was the Honda Civic, which, by the way, is a great little car?
It was. So it's actually going to be one of my best value buys for the year. You know, we get people to ask us kind of what we think and what's one of the best cars for the money. And it was this 2021 Honda Civic. They've done a fantastic job at it. They really didn't, I guess, update a whole lot from this year to last, which is kind of new. They kind of redid the body styling such a few years ago. But you can get this car, Dad, basically between about $22,000 and about $29,000. So under $30,000 for this. As we all know, right, the Civic's kind of been a staple for a few years, for not a few years, for many, many years.
Yes.
Although it's not the Civic of old, folks. So if you're used to that, I encourage you to get out and test drive this car and see, and you'll see what it can do. It's got some of the best technology, as you just mentioned, Dad, some of the best safety technology. The way that Honda has done it, the car will essentially drive itself for you at times down the road. It actually has got, Dad, something that we see on really on more expensive, much more expensive cars, luxury cars, where it kind of actually takes a preview once you have the safety stuff enabled of the car. And so even when you brake, it actually emulates that on the screen in front of you. It shows you the car in front of you in a way. It shows you the lines on the road. So that's some cool features. It's got a great turbocharged engine, which, again, at our altitude is fantastic. We like that. It's got a really roomy cabin. Got some great, you know, like I said, technology features. I think this one had dual zone climate control. This was one of the more top trims, as we tend to get pretty frequently, just so we can kind of test out all the best bells and whistles. Like I mentioned, it was redesigned in 2016, and it was really a nice car to drive, Dad. You know, the transmission, I don't think it's got the CVT transmission in it. I believe it's got, and I need to double check on that as I'm kind of scrolling through here. I believe it's got the the turbocharged four cylinder, and I take that back. It does have the CVT.
The reason why it's hard, folks listening, for it's hard to tell on some of these vehicles whether they're CVTs or not, is they emulate shift points in the transmission, and Honda does a really good job of that to where it doesn't feel like one.
And I was just going to say that, is it kind of makes it, usually you can tell, right? Or in the earlier iterations, Dad, you could tell if a car was CVT right off the bat.
Right.
From the noise it made and how it felt, you couldn't do that with this car. And so something that's to be said for it, obviously this was a front-wheel drive model, but it, like I said, it works really, really well. It's got 174 horsepower, which works really, 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 really well, I've got to say. They've done a fantastic job there. Great body lines. Looks fantastic. The car's going to run for forever, right?
Something yeah,
that
they will.
Yeah. Of Honda.
Yep.
And like you said, and I can't kind of attest it to enough, Dad, folks need to get out and drive this, because they will be surprised at the refinements that Honda has made and what they've done. And there's also, this will be the last thing I say, there's a Type R Limited Edition, which will give you some unique appearance packages and that sort of thing. And we always encourage you to check out those limited editions, because they tend to be worth a little bit more down the line. But obviously, you've got to be the judge if you really want to fork over a little bit more money in most cases. But for folks who want to learn more about it, that heads your local Honda dealer. Again, as we've been saying, Honda is one of the few manufacturers that actually does have some inventory. So here before the end of the year, if you're looking for something, head to your local dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.